Well, yesterday's fellowship, I was inspired by Vicki and Barney's sharing that was encouraging us to love one another, to be kind one another, and just to have that walk, okay? And that's what our MO should be. You know, we say, well, what's my calling? That's part of your calling, is to love people, to hold forth the love of God, the truth of God, so that other people can put aside the junk that this world wants to pile on. But before I get into the sharing, just to get us in the groove, I handed out some cards so that we could read a few of these verses here. And when you read your verse, can you please read a little bit loud so they can pick it up here on the call-in. The first one, if who has 1 Corinthians 10:33, the NLT, please, Bob.
1 Corinthians 10:33, NLT. I too try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't do what is best for me. I do what is best for others so that many may be saved.
Right. Isn't that a neat translation? Thank you, Bob. How about Galatians 6:10?
Okay, Galatians 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Yep. That's what we want to do. 1 Thessalonians 3:12.
As you will know, we deal with you as one by one, as a father deals with his children, appealing to you by encouragement as well as by solemn injunctions. Live life worthy of God, who calls you unto his kingdom of glory.
And that was
Thessalonians 3:12.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians. Okay. How about 1 Thessalonians 2:1? Or 1 Timothy, rather, 2:1.
1 Timothy 2:1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Yeah. There's a theme here. When we get finished reading this, I'll see if you caught it. 1 Timothy 2:4.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Yep. In case you haven't picked it up yet, the theme is all men. All these verses talk about all men. Okay? God's not going to sit there and pick out this person because they're this and that person because they're that. It's all men. Whether man wants to respond is on them. Okay? Just like you and I back whenever that was, someone spoke the word to us or helped us to see the word, and we said, yeah, I want to be a part of this, right? We could have said, no, I got better things to do, which would have been a lie, but still, yes. I'm going to read this last one in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24 to 26, NLT. As a servant of the Lord, must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. There are people running around like that. So, that brings us to the sharing tonight. And the title is simply, We're All in This Together. We're all in this together. And we've all looked at 1 Corinthians 9:25. Jeannie, could you pull up 1 Corinthians 9:25? We've all seen this verse, but let's read the whole context of the Apostle Paul's dissertation and how his motivation applies to us today, especially with all that God gives us today.
1 Corinthians 9:25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
Yes, we've heard that verse over and over again, and it's true, not taking nothing away from the verse. But I thought you'd get a real treat out of hearing the whole context from the Apostle Paul. And again, I'm going to read this from the NLT. Just opens it up to our understanding of the words we use today. So, verse 1, 1 Corinthians 9:1. Am I not as free as anyone else? Am I not an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus, our Lord, with my own eyes? Isn't it because of my work that you belong to the Lord? How many of us have helped people belong to the Lord? Paul, the Apostle Paul, did it then. We do it now. So see, it applies to us today. Verse 2. Even if others think I am not an apostle, I certainly am to you. You yourselves are proof that I am the Lord's apostle. This is my answer to those who question my authority. Don't we have the right to live in your homes and share your meals? Do we not break bread with one another today? We did it yesterday. Okay? And it's part of the way we live, the way we want to live. Don't we have the right to bring a Christian wife with us, as other apostles and the Lord's brothers do, and as Peter does? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have to work to support ourselves? What soldier has to pay his own expenses? What farmer plants a vineyard and doesn't have the right to eat some of its fruit? What shepherd cares for a flock of sheep and isn't allowed to drink some of the milk? I know I would. I might even need chocolate milk. I don't know. But I would. Verse 8. Am I expressing merely a human opinion? Or does the law say the same thing? For the law of Moses says, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. Was God thinking only about oxen when he said this? Question mark. Wasn't he actually speaking to us? Yes, it was written for us, so that one who plows and one who threshes the grain might both expect a share of the harvest. How true that is. Verse 11. Since we have planted spiritual seed among you, aren't we entitled to a harvest of physical food and drink? We got to eat and drink, okay, bottom line. But we still want to do the Lord's will and his work. 12. If you support others who preach to you, shouldn't we have an even greater right to be supported? But we have never used this right. We would rather put up with anything than be an obstacle to the good news about Christ. And let me tell you, when you open your mouth and speak about Christ and God, it's always good news. Verse 13. Don't you realize that those who work in the temple get their meals from the offerings brought to the temple, and those who serve at the altar get a share of the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord ordered that those who preach the good news should be supported by those who benefit from it. You know what? It's prosperous and beneficial to take in the words of God. Man's opinions are like elbows. They always have two of them. But God's word is just going to cut to the bone, and it's going to get you to see the truth whether you want to or not. But it's going to bless people still yet. 15. Yet I have never used any of these rights, and I am not writing this to suggest that I want to start now. In fact, I would rather die than lose the right to boast about preaching without charge. Yet preaching the good news is not something I can boast about. I am compelled by God to do it. How terrible for me if I didn't preach the good news. You see his heart? He's that animate about doing it, right? I think if someone said to me, oh, I didn't speak the word to somebody today, no big deal. He said how terrible it would be. How terrible it would be. Verse 17, if I were doing this on my own initiative, I would deserve payment. But I have no choice, for God has given me this sacred trust. And that's what he does today. God trusts you and I with his word. All you got to do is say, Father, could I get some help here? And go ahead. If you know this much word, it's okay. It's okay. But he's always there, and we can trust in what he says. 18 says, what then is my pay? It is the opportunity to preach the good news without charging anyone. That's why I never demand my rights when I preach the good news. Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a servant to all people to bring many to Christ. And as far as charging goes, let me do a parenthetical here before we read 20. Bob Genie, and your wonderful heart, how when you give out water, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone says, I wonder what they're trying to sell me. What's the catch? Because you're not the only ones who give out water. When you go to Costco, they give out free water. Why? They want you to get a solar system or buy a sparklets package. At work, when we have health fairs, there are people there who give up bottles of water. Yeah, it's free. They're not going to charge you, but they want you to buy something or to join something. You see, but what you guys do on the Saturday with Agape Now is just refreshing, okay? Refreshing. Verse 20, when I was with the Judeans, I lived like the Judeans to bring the Judeans to Christ. When I was with those who followed the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did this so I could bring to Christ those who were under the law. When I am with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law, so I can bring them to Christ. What do you think he, over and over again, he wants to bring people to Christ. And so he's making these strategic shifts in a good way so that they will hopefully hear what he's got to say. But I did not ignore the law of God. I obeyed the law of Christ. 22. When I'm with those who are weak, I share their weaknesses, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings. 24. Don't you realize that in every race one runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. An athlete, and all athletes are disciplined in their training. Today, we've got all the sports, baseball, football, basketball, and each one of these people involved in this, they train in their specific field of what it is they're playing. And not just that, but you have different positions within the sports. And they do that so that they can excel. Well, the body of Christ, we all have different ministries, apostles, preachers, evangelists, or just saying God bless you to someone, serving in the church, right? And when we do that, we are exercising what we do best. Some of the things that Dagmar would do, none of us can do as good. She's got her own signature on that, and that's great. Some of the things that Paula does, no one else can duplicate. It's Paula's spin, but yet you draw in people that way to God. Some of the things Daniel would do, it's got his name all over it, but it's still with God's name in it, okay? So there is a prize for us waiting, but still yet we all have a purpose. And don't think you got to compete with another brother or sister in Christ or be like them. No, do it your way. God has given you a ministry that's personal to you. Again, they do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. For an eternal prize. Amen? So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Well, he wasn't, thank God. We have the love of God to help us through any situation especially the household of God. People will always have needs as long as we're here and waiting for Christ's return. So we help our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's a great way to help someone who doesn't know God or Jesus Christ. I try to remember that at work when the opportunity is there, or sometimes I make the opportunity, but in a good way. And people are hungry. They're not wearing a shirt that says, "I'm hungry, give me Christ." But when you talk to them, you'll find out that they are. You know, when I say, "Can I pray for you?" They kind of like, "Me? What do I do? What do you have?" And we pray, you know. And then if the opportunity arises to get them to be made whole or born again, to help them do that, so be it. Again, there's no shortage of space in all eternity, okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, I would like to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can continue to love the household and to those we don't even know, Father, because it's your love that's in us that we want to share with others. And I just pray for everyone here tonight that we can be active, that every step we take makes a difference, Father, especially knowing about some of the records in your word, like Paul, the Apostle Paul, and what he did. So I just pray for everyone's ministry here tonight, that it's profitable, that it's successful, like we heard in the manifestations, and that it's filled with your love. And I pray this prayer, Father, with great joy in my heart and confidence in Jesus Christ's name, Father. Amen. Amen.